السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. إن شاء الله today we are going to start with سورة البقرة. Now how do we say the name of this surah? البقرة. البقرة. You see there is a ها sound that comes in the end. Don't say بقرة. بقرة. البقرة. سورة البقرة. The previous surah that we did was سورة الفاتحة. That also has got this sound in the end. الفاتحة and البقرة. Now as a rule, when we are doing our Tajweed lessons, I would like you to use a pencil. And just use the pencil as we go along so that you are doing it as I go along and then you can repeat it. So make sure that you are reciting along with the pencil. This will help you to make your short sounds and the long sounds, the stopping. You will use the pencil as a guide for that. So inshallah we will start with Surah Al-Baqarah. And I would like you to repeat after me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When you say the word بسم الله, make the la sound soft. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ألف لام ميم. Now you are going to see that on top of the little lamb there is a wave. And on the top of the letter meme, there is another sign that looks like a wave. And these are mud signs. It's telling us that you have to stretch the sound. When these signs come on top of alphabets, then we have to stretch them 6 harakat. By harakat, I mean it takes the time for you to say one alif. So like 6 alifs, okay? So these are going to be stretched 6 alif long in length. However, when you finish the letter lam and you say it for 6 harakat, then you also have to do some additional humming sound for 2 harakat before you can move to the letter meem. So it goes like this. You say alif and then lam and then do humming for 2 harakat. Lam. So total of 8 on the letter lam. When the lam connects with meem, there is a 6 haraka long stretch, 2 harakat wait for humming, then you say meem for another 6. Okay, so let's do it one more time. Alif lam. ذلك الكتاب. ذلك. Say the ذا sound with the tip of your tongue under the front teeth. ذا. ذا. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. لا. Lam is a soft letter. Lam fatha le. Raiba ra is a heavy letter. So when we say ra fatha ra, and the ya makes it rai. La raiba. La raiba fi. Now when you come to a stop, then the fihi becomes fi. You put a sukoon on the last alphabet and stop the fatha dhamma sound. The zair zabar sound goes away. Now in the mushaf, if you're using the Uthmani mushaf, you will see three dots on top of raiba and top of fihi. If you're using a Quran in which there are no dots, then you can put three dots like a triangle. Two dots on the bottom, one on top. Now this set of two dots always comes together in a pair. And it means that you have to stop at the first one or on the second one. You cannot stop on both. And you cannot continue without stopping. So we are going to stop on La Raiba Fi. The other choice would have been to say La Raib and stop. Then fihi, we could not stop and we would have to go on after fihi. So, but we are making the choice to stop at fihi. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. When you see a pesh or a dhamma, always try to make sure that your lips are very rounded, small, they are together with a small hole in the middle. Hu there. And dal is a soft letter, so say there. Hudal lil muttaqin. This cough with the two dots comes from your throat. So say muttaqin. Hudal lil muttaqin. تقين. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. The word الذين ذال كسرة ذي soft sound. الذين يُؤْمِنُونَ. You see the Hamza sitting on the vowel. You give a little hiccup. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. غَيْن فَتْحَ غَا. بِالْغَيْبِ. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. يُقِيمُونَ. This cough comes from your throat. Don't say يُقِيمُونَ. يُقِي. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. And صاد is صَلَى. Not صَلَى. صَلَى. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا. When you see the shadda on the letter meem, always stop for two harakat, for two counts, and do a humming. Wa mimma. If I say mimma, that is too short. Wa mimma. And there's a alif, so make it long. Wa mimma. رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. رَا heavy. رَزَقْ. Off, do a little bounce. رَزَقْ. رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. يُنْفِقُونَ. You hear a humming sound when I say يُنْ. I'm stopping for two harakat. If you have a sukoon on top of the noon in the Quran mushaf that you are using, then take a pencil and put a circle around the pesh. Okay, this will remind you that here you have to stop for the noon for two harakat and do a humming sound. Yung. Don't say yun. Yun, when I say yun, you can feel that your tongue is touching the teeth. Yun. But when I tell you make a circle around the jazm, then you will not touch the teeth. You say yung. It's a nasal sound. The sound comes out of your nose. Yunfiqoon. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaibi wa yuqimuna as-salata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك The word بما, you see the mad, so you stop there for four harakat. And أنزل, make a circle around the noon and the jazm of the noon. So you know you have to hum here and stop for two harakat. بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك So make a circle around the أنزل, that noon, and من, this noon, before قاف, you put a circle around the jazm. So here also you are going to do the humming for two harakat. مِن قَبْلِكَ قَبْ See, b, b, I'm making a little bounce on the b. قَبْ قَبْلِكَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ الْآخِرَةِ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ يُوقِنُونَ Now this time the ya and the waw makes you, not you. We had that before when the hamza was on the waw. This time it is you. Two harakat long. يُوقِنُونَ أولئك Four harakat on the mad. أولئك You see there's a waw after alif. Don't read that waw. Just alif, pesh, u and then lam, fatha, la. أولئك على هدى من ربهم So the meem shadda comes, stop for it. Hudam, ala hudam mir rabbihim. Wa ulaika humul muflihun. Now humul, this ha is from the chest, from the bottom part of your throat actually. Humul and muflihun. This big ha is from the middle part of your throat. We did that in the other tajweed lesson where the two places of the two has, right? One was in the bottom of the throat, one is in the middle part of the throat. Ulaika humul muflihun. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.